It is the 22nd of July 2020. We come now to the midweek meeting of Cross Lanes Chapel. I bring you greetings from Ibsley. May the Lord richly bless you as we worship him and turn to the word. And may the Lord help us later as we turn to him in prayer. The psalmist said in Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Our first praise is Psalm 130. Psalm 130, Lord, from the depths to thee I cry. Psalm 130, the tune is Martyrdom, and we're singing from verse 1 through to verse 8. Lord, of turn to the word of the Lord, to Psalm 119, and we're reading from verse 81 through to verse 88. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. Well, before we turn to the word of God, let us come now to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we thank thee again for this opportunity to draw near to thee. We feel so unworthy to do so, but we come because thou art a gracious God, and we have the privilege of calling thee our Father. Oh, Lord, forgive us our sins, our latest sins, even of this day. Not a day passes when we do not sin against thee. Forgive us, O Lord, as we make our approach unto thee, and may we find mercy as we approach thee now, and may we know the comfort of sins forgiven. We thank thee for thy word. We have turned to these verses a few times now. Bless us again as we turn to these words tonight. Speak to us, O Lord, help us. We would look to thee for help as we live here upon earth. Oh, how we need that help. Help now, O Lord, help us in all that we face in life. Help in the preaching of thy word now. Give thy servant strength and help in the hearing. O Lord, we are conscious at times we can be distracted even by lawful distractions. O Lord, help us now. And then thirdly, help us in the conforming to thy word. May the seed do us good today. May the seed grow within, and may we be helped to go in the right direction, following thy word. All glory be to thee. We thank thee for this midweek meeting, the opportunity again to think of Christ, and we would express our love to thee, Lord Jesus. We thank thee for loving us and dying on the cross. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of him, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. If you would turn back to that portion we just read in Psalm 119, and you'll find my text in verse 86. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Dear congregation, many this evening hour suffer persecution. Over these past few months, whilst we have had our freedom to watch services online, to listen in lockdown, Christians in China have been arrested for doing such. They've locked in, and it's been notified, and they've been arrested. Christians in China have been told to worship the leader now. Oh, our brothers and sisters are suffering in China. Not only in China, but in many other places of the world. How many this evening hour will cry out in persecution, help thou me, just like the psalmist did all those years ago. We read here, all thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Well, as we come to these words, two thoughts, and we'll be brief tonight because it's the third week and we'll give extra time for prayer. But two thoughts. First of all, persecution. And secondly, help. Firstly, persecution. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. It's so evident as we have gone through this 119th Psalm that the psalmist knew what it was to suffer persecution. He had in times past, but also at this present time. We see that here. They persecute me wrongfully. It's what he's facing at this present time. He was persecuted. Now we have here the word persecuted in verse 86. At the root of the Hebrew word, it speaks of to run after with hostile intent, to hunt, to pursue, to put to fight. Let me use an illustration to illustrate the words here. You think of a pack of dogs pursuing a deer. They're on the hunt. The deer has been eating out in the field and suddenly it is alerted to danger. And the deer sees the dogs. And the deer now runs and is put to flight. The deer is running and the dogs give chase. Or think of persecution. One is put to flight. They're pursued. They're hunted by evil men, ungodly men. The psalmist was persecuted, and as we've already alluded to tonight, many are suffering persecution. Even in these last few months, they're suffering much for the cause of Christ. We could think of Nigeria as well, what they are suffering there. We have the freedom to sit in our homes and listen on, to assemble gradually back in our church buildings. Oh, what they're suffering in Nigeria. Well, as we think of the psalmist who was persecuted, without any doubt there will be fear arising in his heart. You remember those words in Psalm 56? What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. He wasn't ashamed to admit. He knew what it was to be fearful, and he would be fearful again. He was fearful at this time. You recall the disciples who gathered together on the first day of the week in the upper room. Why were they there? Well, we read this in John 20, verse 19. The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. He addressed them in that common form of greeting, but oh, there's more there. He was mindful of the peace that he had brought about, and the words of peace he had spoken in the upper room previously. Oh, words of peace, and he knew they were fearful. In that room they were gathered in, they were there for fear of the Jews. And it's not pleasant when fear comes. How many of our brothers in China and Nigeria have been so fearful whilst we've sat in the comfort of our rooms and listened on to services being broadcasted out. Fear, it's not pleasant. And it begins to fill the heart. You know, young people, children, you can identify those times when you begin to get fearful. And it's not pleasant, is it? I think also one can become anxious. What's going to happen? Am I going to soon die? Or am I going to face a long imprisonment in captivity? One can be anxious. One can be perplexed. What's happening? Was it really meant to be this way? What's going to happen to my family, my loved ones? What's going to happen to my employment? One can be perplexed and confused. Oh, you think of persecution, and what can arise in the heart as one is being hounded, one is being put to flight, fear, anxiousness, perplexity. Oh, that we would turn to the Lord, and that those who are suffering so much at this present time would know a portion of God's grace, that they would be helped to trust the Lord. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You know, it's one thing we say that, and we find comfort in saying it as we think of the future. Oh, for grace to do what we believe we should be doing, and what we're encouraged to do so by the Lord. Oh, send me grace, Lord. Help me to trust in thee. When I'm being laughed at the college or the school or in the workplace, some measure of persecution, oh, help me. Give me grace to trust in thee. Well, here the psalmist, he was persecuted. This theme has come up through this 119th psalm. Just turn back with me to verse 23. Princes also did sit and speak against me. They sat in council. They plotted and they spake against him. There were the princes or the heads in the court of Saul, like Doeg, who were against David. Remember, there were the princes of the Philistines who in great anger spake against him. In his own court there was Absalom and Ahithophel, who were involved in a great conspiracy, 2 Samuel 15. There were the heads, the princes, who conspired against him. They sit and spake against me. In secret they met. Then formerly, when they sat in council, they sat and plotted against him. Or there are those who do likewise in view of godly people today. There are those who walk the corridors of Westminster and in other places around the world where leaders gather who have their minds set on doing harm for the cause of Christ. Not all, of course, but there are those. There are those who sit in chambers who speak against the truth. They oppose God's laws and oppose his people. We love them, but they do not love Christ and his word. It's not just in the high places, but there's those in the streets as well. And they can come to you and falsely accuse you. They try to twist what you say. How often that has happened in recent years. They try to twist what you're saying. They try to say you don't love when you do. They try to make out that you have hatred in your heart when you don't. Oh, how they are against you. They plot. Psalm 37 verse 12. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. There's a war. There's a battle going on. Remember what David said when he fled from Saul in the cave. Psalm 57 verse 4 rather. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Dear brothers and sisters, we know that there are certain ones facing great hostility, facing persecution in a great way at this present time, but you will suffer to some measure. There'll be those who will speak against you. There'll be those who will laugh behind your back. But God remembers you. He looks on. Are we surprised when we suffer in this world? We may be shocked at times by those who are saying such things. And are shocked at what they could say. It reveals the enmity in the heart and the sin that goes round the soul. We may be shocked, but we're not surprised, are we? Jesus said in John 16 verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. He makes it known to us, but he seeks to help us. Oh, what a great shepherd he is. Oh, what a caring friend. He has something to tell us which isn't easy to hear. But oh, he surrounds it with words of comfort and consolation that we might know peace. We will face tribulation. Dear young people, we're really praying for you. Children, we're praying for you. This isn't an easy day to grow up in. We're praying for you as you look for work, as you continue on in your education. Be assured of our prayers, because it will not be easy at times. We will be spoken against. Remember what our Lord said in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Our Lord himself knew what it was to be spoken against, and he was well aware as he sang the Psalms of such truths in the Psalms. Or we think of this persecution. You will be spoken against for the sake of Christ, but consider you are blessed. Then in the upper room, our Saviour made known to his disciples that they would face difficulties. Because they hated him, they would hate you disciples. Turn with me to John 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Just pause there. When you face hostility, when you're aware that people hate you, you remember this. They hated your master before they hated you. If they would love our master, they would love us. But they do not. Our Lord goes on in verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Do we expect better? No. We expect persecution. They persecuted our Lord and Saviour. We will be persecuted. Now just note these words here before we move on. In verse 86, and you'll see where we're coming to now, these words sound so familiar, don't they? All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Wrongfully. Now just go back to verse 78, similar. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. Without a cause. Verse 86, they persecute me wrongfully. Now back in Psalm 35 verse 19 we read, let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. You see the two things in verse 86 and in verse 78 are there in verse 19 of verse 35. Now pause and just have those words in your mind. And remember what Jesus said in John 15, verse 23. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. We go back to Psalm 35 verse 19. Oh, consider here, Christ is speaking. He's speaking, and Christ would have sang this psalm. Oh, listen here, they persecute me wrongfully. They did it to David, they did it to our Lord, as we see here in the psalm. Psalm 2 verse 1, why did a heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying. Remember Herod, along with others at Jerusalem, were troubled by the news brought to them by the wise men as they considered the birth of Jesus, how Herod plotted against him. After our Lord on the Sabbath healed a man who had a withered hand, we're told this in Matthew 12 verse 14, the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. They persecute me wrongfully. In Matthew 27, early in the morning before our Lord was crucified, we read this in verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. They persecute me wrongfully. He faced it, dear brothers and sisters, whilst he was accomplishing redemption for you. Whilst he was doing that which was necessary, whilst he was meeting the condition of life, he was persecuted. What a saviour who face such contradiction, such rebellion, such persecution in saving me. You remember those words in Hebrews 12 verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Think on him, what he faced, such rebellion, all such speaking against. Just note these words again. They persecute me wrongfully. When you utter those words, knowing that you're being persecuted in such a way, remember him. Remember him. Remember your sympathizing high priest when you're being mocked in the college or the school or the workplace. Just pause in your mind. Look up to Jesus and take comfort. He's sympathizing. He knows. He's touched by the feeling of your infirmity. He will help you. Well, note these words. They persecute me wrongfully. At the beginning of the verse we read, all thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Think of the commands. Faithful, just and fair. Men were to love God and put him first, and they were to love the neighbour. There was no cause for persecution. See it here? All thy commandments are faithful. Firstly, they should have all put God first. And so should men today. And secondly, all men should have loved their neighbour and seek to do them no harm. And so they should do today. You see how it comes in here? All thy commandments are faithful. No one can point the finger truly. God is to be put first and loved, and the neighbour is to be loved as well. That being said, oh, they persecute me wrongfully. But then consider a little further. The psalmist here, he will suffer for the sake of the Lord. For God's commands are faithful. His word is true. The gospel stands. And so do the promises. It's not in vain. Yes, I'm persecuted, but it's not in vain. And I will be helped. And that brings us on to our second and final point today. Help. We thought first of all of persecution. But now secondly, help. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Help thou me. Now just turn with me to Psalm 40. That well-known psalm concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 40. And just come with me to verse 13. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. See there the Lord, he's pleading to the Father for help. Well, the psalmist here, he prays, help thou me. We need help. I'm sure you, like me, have learned by experience again this evening hour. As we look back throughout this past day and few days, how we needed the Lord's help. We need his help all the time. I recall as a little boy, when I was a toddler rather, taking a few steps, I needed my father's help. A little older, I had my first bicycle. You know, children, what it is to have your first bicycle. But I couldn't ride it. And so I needed the help again in my father. And I remember just going down the road, and my father, he would hold on to the saddle as I pedalled around the pedals. And then I was off. But I needed help first. Well, we need help, do we not? We need help in the fires of persecution. In Psalm 12, verse 1, we read, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fell from among the children of men. He looks out. Where's the faithful? I'm surrounded by ungodly men. They're persecuting me. Help me, Lord. Help thou me, says the psalmist. Help, Lord. You know, it's just a little prayer, isn't it? But oh, he desires the help of a great God. His eyes focused on a great God as he makes this little prayer. Mm-hmm. He's so sincere. You know, sometimes the short little prayers we say, and we may stagger to say them, we may be struggling, they often can be the most sincere. Help thou me. He's a child crying out to the Father. Help thou me. I'm looking to thee. I'm in need, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help thou me. Come to mine aid. Dear congregation, it's what we so need in life, isn't it? And what we need each and every hour, and what we need as we tread through the veil of persecution. You recall again our Lord said in John 15, without me ye can do nothing. How those words have humbled me. And they ought to humble us all. But oh, how those words secondly have helped me. Because I know where to turn. And I know where the help I need is to be found. Without me, you can do nothing. The Lord is saying, you just recognize what I'm saying. And you come to me. You rest in me. My arm is strong. I'm able to support you. My arm is strong. I'm able to protect you. My arm is strong. I'm able to guide you. Without me, ye can do nothing. Sometimes we forget that, don't we? Those words of Jesus. But oh, dear brothers and sisters, when we remember, when we consider, oh, we're willing to say, help thou me. How many of us as children cried out for help? Help! Help, Dad! Help, Mum! Or we cried to the Father, help thou me. Help thou me. Or maybe fearful, worried, anxious, help! How often we've cried out in difficulty. Well, here's the psalmist. In view of the alarming situation before him, he cries out for help. Christians have done so. So have churches. Sometimes the local church can feel lonely. A local church can feel its smallness. Help, Lord! And I'm sure you've cried those words out. Help thou me. There are those who are against me. They're speaking against me, Lord. Help me. I'm struggling. I'm struggling in this battle. I'm struggling in the fire of persecution. I'm struggling in the storm. Help me, Lord. Help thou me. It's not easy, is it? But all seeing our need, we make our plea. We cry out to the Lord, help, help thou me. Oh, make your needs known to the Father. He knows already, but you go to him. He loves to see his children coming, recognizing their total need of him in this situation. Their total need of him in the persecution they're facing. He loves to see them coming. You know, a parent or a grandparent, they see a little one fall over and then they come running. Ah, that little one wants me. That little one is coming to me. And it brings a joy, doesn't it? You think grandparents, you parents as well, to see a little child come running. Oh, run to the Lord. It pleases him. And he will surround you. He will help you. Oh, make known your need. Help thou me, Lord. One of old wrote, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Saviour. I come to thee. I'm coming, Lord. Help thou me. And lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Help me, Lord. He knows the help we need, and he knows he is able to help us. Oh, go to him. Look to him. Pray to him. Remember those words of Asa in 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11. It is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. There was a battle before them, a great multitude, there was the enemy. Help us, O Lord God. It's nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power, help us. Oh, we may feel our smallness. You may be in a congregation which is larger. Oh, we have a great God who is able to help the large congregation and the small congregation, who is able to help the stronger Christian and the weaker Christian, who is able to help that Christian who is strong in faith or that Christian who feels the weakness and has little faith. He is able. He is your covenant God. He's given himself over to you. He is your helper. And so we can sing with the psalmist in Psalm 121 verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He made this universe. He made this world. He's able to help you. Spurgeon wrote, what we need is help. Help powerful, efficient, constant. We need a very present help in trouble. What a mercy that we have it in our God. We do, dear brethren. Oh, he is so great. It is nothing with thee to help, said Asa, whether with many or with them that have no power. Oh, the greatness of God. He's able to help. Numbers make no difference to him. What encouragement that is. Dear brothers and sisters here at Ipswich, in a small congregation like ourselves, he's able to help. He's able to help us in this weary land. One of old wrote, I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Consider your Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the help that was laid on him. Psalm 89 verse 19, then thou speakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. The help we needed in redemption and in life as a whole was laid on one that was mighty. Who is it, boys and girls? Well, we learn who it is in Isaiah 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It's the Lord Jesus Christ in Psalm 89 verse 19. We look for him there in the psalm and we find him, the Wonderful Redeemer, the Mighty One. And the help we needed in redemption and in life as a whole was laid on him. And because he accomplished redemption, we find help in life. We find help in the battle. Help thou me. Are you struggling? Are you struggling in persecution? Turn to your Almighty Redeemer. To your Almighty God, help thou me. Being assured there is the promise of help. Isaiah 41 verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, what a picture we have there of the Lord God, so tender, so caring. Such a Father who comes alongside and holds our right hand. And says, fear not, I will help thee. You think as a child, your father or your mother came and held your hand when you were fearful. Then what did they do? They spake to you. Fear not, you fear not. Oh, the Lord draws alongside in his favour. And then in his mercy, he speaks a word, fear not, and he surrounds you with his love. He will not go back on his word. Fear not, I will help thee. You can be assured that help is awaiting you. You make this little prayer. help thou me, and your great God will come and answer that prayer and help you. Oh, look to him. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. The psalmist was mindful of the presence of God at Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is set on the hills. He looks to the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I'm coming to thee, Lord. I'm struggling in this vale of sorrow. There are those who are against me, persecuting me wrongfully. I'm coming, Lord. I make this little prayer. Help thou me, and I'm in expectation that thou art going to help me, Lord. May the Lord bless his word. Amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, we thank thee for these words tonight. We thank thee for our beloved Saviour who has such sympathy in his heart. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities when we walk through a vale of persecution. He's not unmindful of his brethren in China, in Nigeria, in Eritrea, in North Korea, and so many other places. Though we cannot see them, he looks on them, and he's touched. Oh, come to their aid. May they know more sufficient grace, and one day delivering grace, whether it be deliverance here upon earth, or that deliverance grace when they leave this world and go home. Oh, Lord, we thank thee for him. And we would pray for those who suffer greatly. O Lord, help us to sincerely pray this evening hour. Help us to pray. We would make that prayer. Bless all the families, all the individuals listening on in their homes this evening hour. Bless this time of prayer. O Lord, hear us now. We thank thee we were able to return for one service last Lord's Day, and we give thee thanks. Lord, bless us this evening in our homes. Draw near. Teach us how to pray. We would remember particularly tonight Pastor Thomas Yates. We pray for him. We do pray that there might be help for him at this time. O Lord, with his asthma, with his illness, we commit him unto thee. O Lord, hear our prayer. We love thee, we adore thee. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. For those of you who have received the points for prayer on the app, may the Lord bless you as you now turn to the Lord in prayer. If you're listening on and you do not receive the points for prayer, do make contact with us and we'd be glad to send you out these points of prayer along with the order of service for the midweek meeting. We also likewise on the Lord's Day we send out a letter each Lord's Day with a few words on it and also the praises and the readings for these services. If you'd like a copy, again do feel free to make contact with us. May the Lord bless us now as we turn to him in prayer. If you would turn with me now to our final praise, Psalm 13, verses 1 through to verse 6. Psalm 13, verses 1 through to verse 6. The tune is Naomi. How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it forever be? Oh, how long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me? Psalm 13, we're singing verses 1 to 6, and the tune is Naomi.
How long will it
will hide thy face from
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. Amen.